What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Cluj, Romania is a lefty liberal shithole. Now, this is one of the bigger cities in Romania. It's supposed to be like the capital, well, not the capital, but it's supposed to be a center for like progress. So, we all know that's a code for communism, lefty liberal ideology, Marxism. As you guys can see, everybody here is walking around wearing masks as if it's a fashion statement, even though you're not gonna get thrown in jail, you're not gonna get fined, you're not gonna have a police officer roll up behind you and put a gun to your head for not wearing a mask. But a lot of people are wearing masks around here because this is where the universities are. This is where the universities of in the name of being progressive are located around here. Now, you don't see a lot of students walking around because obviously they're in college. You're going to see some here and there on break and what have you. All right, so I was supposed to stay in this city for a couple of days because I heard it was worth it. But driving it, first of all, guys, driving into this city yesterday just felt like I was going to Alexandria, Egypt, where I'm from. It just had that vibe of worker drones, honk, honk, move, move, you know. And then when I came in, I started walking around last night. I realized everybody here, you know, pretty much walks with their head down. You know, good little slaves. They have no personality. They have no character. You know, they're just a bunch of drones going about their life, you know, as if, again, lefty liberal ideology, guys. Can't beat it. So these people end up just, you know, being soulless, quite frankly. So after I do this video, guys, I'm off to the mountain villages. I'm gonna go there. You guys know me, I like mountain villages. You know, you don't see people walking around with masks up in the damn mountains, but in lefty liberal cities like this, oh yeah. So this is pretty much lefty liberal the lefty liberal city of Romania. You know, as you guys know, I was in Moldova a couple of days ago, and one of the guys I met over there, he was a game developer. He told me, dude, you're gonna hate Cluj because the guys over there are weak and pathetic. So I come here, and boy, he was telling the truth, guys. The guys here are the biggest simps I've seen. I honestly think people here are bigger simps than the idiots we have back in San Francisco. Look at all these people wearing masks, guys. Look at that. You know, as if there's actually a real killer virus going around and not the damn common cold. I'm gonna stay in this area for the most part because, as you guys can see, it's a busy highway, and the sound is not gonna be good. I know I wanna give you like a preview of this town, so I might walk around for a little bit, but in all honesty, guys, the lefty liberalism of this city is so bad that I tell you guys, don't come here. Don't even bother coming to Cluj simply because of lefty liberalism, you know. So I'm probably going to give you a preview of the city a little bit later on after I'm done with the video. Here, guys, this is like one of the worst lefty liberal cities in America. You know, think San Francisco, right? You have the, again, this is one of the major capitals locations for universities. So yesterday I was at the Beta Mill Cafe, and yes, guys, Beta Mill Cafes are all over the world, not just in small town USA, okay? So I'm at the Beta Mill Cafe yesterday working on MGTOW TV, and the usual, you got thoughts and then you got simps, right? So you have the simp sitting next to the thought, hoping that she's going to show him affection. And then you have the thought, you know, hoping that Chad is going to knock down the door and rescue her from the beta male. It is one hell of a parasitic relationship, guys. You know, like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is the beta male simp. You know, a lot of these women out there, guys, a lot of these so-called college-educated women, well, let's get one thing out in the open about college-educated women, okay? Colleges purposely give women scholarships. Colleges perfect, you know, colleges, they give women high marks, good grades, simply because they have a vagina. So you have these retarded women walking around like, my pussy don't stink, because the colleges are making it like easy mode for them, right? So they're walking around thinking, you know, that they're the bee's knees, they're the best thing ever. And then they have these beta males worshipping them, and they're like, damn, this is proof that I'm all that and a bag of chips. But the reality of the matter, you just a hoe. And, you know, Chad, Tyrone, I don't know if there's any Tyrones around Romania, but, you know, the hot guys, they don't want you because you have that arrogant attitude. So these women, they end up attracting nothing but simps. And again, simps are low T. Personally, I think simping is a mental disorder, just like being a libtard is a mental disorder. So you got this woman walking around, guys, and they are not friendly at all. They have their bitch face activated. Again, what's happening in the worst progressive cities in America, it's happening here in Cluj, Romania. You guys have to understand something very, very, very important, okay? Most universities around the world, especially in so-called progressive cities like this, they teach in English. They bring their entire curriculum from America. And on top of that, on top of all that, the people here, they watch the Zionist-controlled, lefty, liberal news we have in America. So Americans like you and me, we watch the news, we watch the propaganda in America, and we're like, nah, nah, that's bullshit. But people in a country like this, they say, they think that this is the way it should be. So these people, you know, they talk about critical race theory, they talk about, you know, homosexuality being the norm. And these people, they take it, you know, they drink the whole Kool-Aid, you know. Like I said, we in America, some of us, we are onto the Zionist and their propaganda of corruption. But people outside of America, because they don't see the sausage being made like you and me, they actually think that this is the proper way. So this is how you end up having, you know, robots, you know, drones walking around wearing masks, pretty much being, quite frankly, soulless. So one of the things I took notice here in Cluj is that a lot of people, when they drive with their car, you know, they put the mask on the dashboard. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying to yourself, Amr, nah, that's not a big deal. They put the mask on the dashboard. Maybe they don't want to forget it. No. It's actually a lot deeper and a hell of a lot more sinister than what you guys think. You know, in the Muslim countries, the Muslim hypocrites, right? You know, the Muslims who want to give you the idea that they're good people, but the reality of the matter, they're corrupt as hell. They will put a copy of the Quran on the dashboard of their car. So they are virtue signaling that they're good Muslims, but the reality of the matter, they're some of the most corrupt, terrible people you will ever meet. So all these COVIDiots are walking around with the mask in their hand, wearing the mask on, you know, putting the dashboard of their car. They are simply virtue signaling that, hey, look, I'm a good, obedient slave to the system. But deep down, they don't believe in any of this mumbo-jumbo. It's like the Muslims who put the Quran in the car. They don't believe in Islam. They just do it so people can say, hey, look at this good person over here. Let's trust him. Let's give him money. Let's, you know, do business with him and shit like that. What the fuck is this? Yeah, they have, there you go, guys. They have a Rotary Club. Yeah. You got, yep, Rotary International. So officially, guys, this is a lefty, liberal, progressive city. And it should be, you know, it should be nuked off the face of the earth, if you ask me. So for all of you guys watching my videos about Romania, cross Cluj off of your list, because lefty liberalism here is off the charts. So going back to what I was saying earlier on about is that people today replaced religion with scamarona. That's why they're called COVIDians, you know, not only COVIDiots, but COVIDians, because people don't have a religion anymore. You guys need to understand something very, very important. The vast majority of people walking this earth, they are slaves. So they need a slave master. Now, a slave master can be good people like you and me, or the slave master can be evil people like the Zionist. So the vast majority of people walking this world are summum bukmun umyun wa la ya'qilun, which is Arabic for deaf, dumb, blind, and they don't think. Now, as you guys can see, because they're wearing the mask, they definitely got the dumb part right, right? So these people are incapable of self-thought. This is what I want you guys out there to learn. If you are watching my videos, if you're on my channel, you actually can think for your own. And again, being able to think for your own probably represents maybe less than 5% of the human population. So when you guys see people walking around with masks as if there's a deadly virus going on, you know, you want to grab them and shake them and say, hey, you stupid idiot, you're not going to die from the freaking common cold. But again, these people have been programmed. So either good people like us program them to be like, you know, religious people like back in the day, or they get programmed to be stupid idiots like they are today. So this is why I tell you guys, whenever you see lefty liberal people, especially in a stronghold like Cluj, simply leave. That's what I'm doing, guys. I told you I wanted to spend a couple of days here. I only been here for like 15 hours, and half of that time I was asleep in my Airbnb. Usually, guys, before I leave, I'll do a little work at the local cafe on MGTOW TV on the computer, but I don't even have my backpack with me because I have absolutely zero intentions of spending any time in this lefty liberal shithole. So I'm gonna walk around, give you a little bit of a preview of the city. Again, you guys can see it all. It doesn't have bad architecture. It has good parks. It has this is not a bad place to live, but again, the fact that it is a progressive city, it just kills it for me, man. I mean, you're better off in San Francisco, if you ask me. So if you like, you know, these type of buildings you see, you got a statue over there. Personally, guys, this is the worst city I have seen. And I've been to Moldova, so you guys know me, I've been to like 6 cities so far, and Cluj is by far the worst city I have seen, simply because of the lefty, liberal, progressive mentality, along with the fact that the people here, you know, they have no character, they have no soul. It's just worker drones going, doing, you know, what their masters tell them to do. So personally, I don't find Cluj to be impressive at all. I am totally unimpressed by the city, but I'm just gonna walk around, give you some glimpses of the city in case any of you guys want to see a little bit more of Cluj. I mean, most of us don't even know where Romania is on the map, let alone know what a city called Cluj is. It's actually called Cluj, Nacamara, something like that, but they just shorten it to Cluj because it has a very, very hard name to pronounce and simply not worth it. See, there you go, guys. There you go. Wearing a mask. Is he double masking down? No. I thought he was double masking. I haven't seen anybody double mask yet. I'm just waiting to see somebody around here double mask or triple mask for that matter. So, the bottom line here, guys, is that women here are... I don't know if they're thoughts. But they probably are thoughts if they go overseas, you know. A woman is always a thought if she travels. But the bottom line here, guys, is that the women are arrogant, the men are simps, they're beta. So when a man is weak and pathetic, a woman must become strong and independent. And guys, there's nothing a woman hates than a weak, pathetic man. But also at the same time, you have to keep in mind, guys, women love the attention. Like Red Pair Married said, women want ATM. They want attention, time, and money. And the beta male / soy boy / mangina, he gives them exactly what they want. So, see, women have a duality to them. They love the attention. They love the fact that they have a soy boy groveling at their feet. They love that. But also at the same time, they are disgusted with themselves because they're attracting such low quality men. So when I was at the Beta Male Cafe yesterday, man, I'm seeing these soy boys, you know, they're like drooling over a woman. And the woman is sitting there like, please, 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 Chad, bulldoze your way in and save me from this incel. But the reality of the matter, guys, Chad and Tyrone are not going to go after women who are like, my pussy's too good for you. Plenty of easy pussy around here, guys. You don't have to simp for some mediocre woman, man. So I'm just walking down here a street. I mean, they have nice streets. It's a nice place. But honestly, Brasov is number one, guys. Right now, Brasov is number one. Chișinău in Moldova is number two. This is the last. I don't think I'm going to find a city worse than Cluj. But again, we have like 4 or 5 cities left in Romania. They have these coffee shops all over the place, guys. You find coffee shops. And you can get coffee from them for like a dollar or two. It's decent coffee. Small mug. They don't give you like a big mug, but what the hell. Enough espresso to make you awake, I guess. Also, something I took notice of. If you buy, not Red Bull, if you buy the Monster energy drinks from a gas station, they're like a dollar, you know, they're like about $1.50, $2, but they're hella big, you know. The Monster energy drinks, they're bigger. The can is twice the size of the American, you know. The American Monster is 250 milliliters. Here, that same can is 500 milliliters. So you are getting twice the amount of Monster drink, but at the same time, you are paying only $1.50, maybe $2 at the most. So that's one of the better things I like about Romania, is that some stuff are hella cheap. Again, I eat like a king in this country for the equivalent of about $7, okay? See, again, look. Coffee latte through. You know what, guys? On the way back, I'm probably gonna get some coffee from here on the way back. That's not bad. See, this is what I like about Romania. They have these coffee stands That's a good chain, Tucano coffee. I take that over Starbucks any day, every day. They also have a Tucano in Moldova. So the architecture here is a mix of European, maybe a little bit Ottoman. I don't think it has a lot of communist to it. So I think the architecture here mainly is Western slash European, kind of like what they do in France with the type of architecture. Another good thing about this country is that they accept, American Express, Discover don't work here, okay? So if you're like me, you got American Express, you got Discover, that shit don't work here. So what you guys need to do is that you need to have a Visa or a MasterCard. There's also good other credit card here called the Revolut. I signed up for it, but I didn't go all the way with it, because I'm just paying everything with my Visa debit card and I'm happy. Guys, the best way to make sure I continue making these videos and traveling around the Balkans is boost the videos on MGTOW TV, super chat to the content creators, buy yourself a membership. It takes about $1,000 to run MGTOW TV. And if I make another $1,000, that's enough for me to live comfortably overseas. I don't know if I can go to Ukraine. I have 2 weeks until I go back to America. Honestly, guys, I don't want to go back to America. I'd rather stay here. When I say here, I'm not talking about the city. Fuck the city. I'm talking about, you know, maybe Brasov, maybe Chisinau. I'll be going to Hungary. I'd rather stay in the Balkans than go back to America, so I don't know if I'll be able to hit up Ukraine, because I have to return the car in 2 weeks. But if you guys are buying memberships, super chatting, donating on MGTOW TV, I'll stay here for an additional month. I have no problem, you know. That way I can go to Ukraine, maybe go to other Central Asian countries. So just about every joint you will go to here does accept a Visa. And that's good, guys. They have the Visa where you can just tap. You don't have to sign. You don't have to pay. You don't have to put in your PIN. You don't have to You don't have to put in your PIN. You don't even have to put in your chip. All you have to do is simply tap your card, and through NFC, Wi-Fi, whatever, it automatically does the processing. And it only takes like not even 2 seconds for it to approve your credit card or your Visa card. So guys, if you come to Romania, Moldova, or throughout much of the Balkans, Visa or MasterCard, American Express, Discover, those guys do not work. So as you guys can see, city-wise, this is not a bad city at all. It has everything you need. But again, the fact it's a progressive city, that's fucking killing it. So, plus, there's better places here than Cluj, in all honesty. I mean, look, the more modern a city wants to be, the more lefty liberal the people are. So that's the reason why I cannot stand this town. Yeah, so pretty much, guys. Oh yeah, that's me in the window. See my new buzz cut? See it? You know, I get a lot of grays on my side. Plus, you guys know I straighten my hair. The hair on top of my head is manageable, but the hair around the side of my head gets really curly. So I went to a barber shop in Moldova a couple of days ago, and I told them, hey, just take off the sides, man. Just shave the sides. Shave it all off. You know, I kind of look like a mafioso, if you ask me. Look like a freaking thug or a criminal, but hey, who cares, man? It works. That's all I care for. So, yeah, we're going back because I'm going to upload this video from a coffee shop. It's called Miron Coffee. I was there last night. I already have the password and everything. So I'm just gonna loiter outside their coffee shop and abuse their internet, which is what I do with the Starbucks anyway. I'm probably gonna buy coffee from the coffee shop here for $1 and then just loiter outside Miron's coffee shop and use and abuse their internet. So as you guys can see in front of me, you have a thought. You know, she has the feminist glasses, she has a beta male talking to her. So this is how it is, guys. Around here, the men are weak, so the women fill the gap by acting strong and independent when we know they're anything but. But again, this is what happens when you let progressive, you know, when you do something in the name of being progressive, you end up accepting Marxism. Yeah, there you go, guys. Wash your hands. Face mask. I mean, all countries all over the world have the same thing, guys. Wear masks, 6 feet apart, wash hands. You know, this just goes to show you that we genuinely live in the beast system, you know. In Islam, it's known as Dabbat al-Ard, the beast of the earth. We genuinely live in that time. And the thing is, you know, these people look more like American than Romanian, you know. Like I mentioned, guys, the universities here, they teach in English. They go by an American curriculum. So the people here, you know, this is like walking down San Francisco for me. Minus the Indians, of course. This is San Francisco, man. Yeah, see? Again, guys. Lefty liberals are a mentally ill people. So wherever they are in the world, it's the same. Look. You have the Romanian flag and the EU flag. See, this is what happens when you join the European Union. Your people become lefty, liberal, no-brain idiots. See how the people are walking around like they're drones? Good little slaves, if you ask me. Anyway, guys, I'm probably gonna go get coffee from this guy over here and then hightail it. Alright, guys, I hit you up when I'm in another city, preferably in a city that is not beta male / thought central. Alright, guys, take care of yourselves. Peace.